We've reached the point in this election where many voters can't even enjoy a cold beer. That's because last week, the CEO of Yuengling, a Pennsylvania-based brewery, publicly came out in support of Donald Trump. And the move inspired backlash on social media, even boycotts at bars. Here to tell us more about what happens when brands go political is WNYC's Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So let's get this straight. People who drink this beer don't want their money to end up in Trump's coffers.
You know what's funny? This isn't even about a monetary endorsement. This was just a verbal endorsement from Dick Yuengling Jr., the owner of Yuengling Breweries. He's a lifelong Republican. He was a delegate, in fact, for George W. Bush in 2000. So this just isn't that surprising, but it goes to show what happens when old information gets new light.
So are people actually boycotting the beer?
I mean, this just blew up 10 days ago, so it's hard to report numbers, but a lot of people have voiced their anger on social media. And listen, I spent my college years in Philly. Yuengling is everywhere. It's the most ubiquitous lager in the state. So if Pennsylvania drinkers really reject it, that could have a big impact. And the boycott movement is picking up steam. There's this elected official, Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims. He's openly gay, and last week on his Facebook page, he wrote a post calling on a bunch of bars in the Gayborhood, that's Philly's gay district, to stop serving Yuengling. And Sims wrote, "I won't be using my hard-earned dollars to give power to any company or person who hates me. What about you?" And a number of bars are joining him in Philly and in D.C.'s gay district and elsewhere.
Okay, so Yuengling is in the doghouse, at least for now. Any other brands experiencing some backlash for political leanings?
Yes. Well, of course, really? There's the Trump family that is concerned about possible backlash that could come from this. And you don't really have to look far. Chobani, the yogurt company.
Yogurt.
Yeah, it's based here in upstate New York.
Right.
It's been criticized by people on the far right. The founder is a Turkish immigrant of Kurdish descent. His name is Hamdi Ulukaya. And he's been pretty hands-on about aid for refugees. He's made it a point to employ a lot of refugees from all over the world. He has a foundation to help displaced people everywhere. And the New York Times reported this week that Chobani's received racist attacks on social media. And in fact, the mayor of a town in Idaho, where the Chobani facility is, has gotten death threats. But if anyone's boycotting Chobani, the company doesn't seem to be feeling it. Annual sales are at about $1.5 billion.
Okay, Shumita Basu, thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.